Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Summer Wind Mansion in Vilas County regularly shows up on lists of the most haunted places in Wisconsin. The ghost stories surrounding Summer Wind are only legend and hearsay, and none can be corroborated with independent evidence. The mansion was real and interesting in its own right, but the tales of disembodied spirits and eerie organ music only add to the fascination of the place. The building known as Summer Wind was first constructed in the early 20th century as a fishing lodge along the shore of West Bay Lake. In 1916, Robert Patterson Lamont, an executive with the American Steel Foundries Corporation and future Secretary of Commerce under President Herbert Hoover, purchased the building. The Lamont family renovated and enlarged the mansion to transform it into a family summer vacation home. The first tale of a haunting comes from the Lamonts, and according to the legend, servants working for the family complained of hearing voices. Then, one night, a ghostly apparition allegedly appeared in the kitchen area, prompting Lamont to fire two shots into the basement door. Supposedly, the Lamont family fled the house after this, never to return, but none of it is corroborated in Lamont's own writings. The mansion stood unused through much of the 1930s and was sold to a family named Kiefer in 1941. The Kiefers used it as a vacation home, but were never full-time residents. Mrs. Kiefer, according to the stories, was afraid to enter the house and assiduously tried to avoid it. Multiple attempts were made to sell the mansion, and none succeeded until the 1960s. No paranormal activities were reported from the 1960s, but in the 1970s, the ghosts really got active. Arnold and Ginger Hinshaw, and later Ginger's father, lived in the mansion during this time, and it is from them that most of the alleged strange tales emerge. The stories of disembodied voices, corpses found hidden behind walls, cold gusts of wind, and the legend of 18th century English explorer Jonathan Carver and his otherworldly land claims over the North Woods all come from this source. None can be corroborated. By the 1980s, Summer Wind Mansion was abandoned, and in 1988 it was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. But even then, the controversy did not end, as some allege that the mansion was deliberately set on fire to stop vandals and kids from entering what was still private property. Lightning is the official and best explanation. After all, what ghost wouldn't want a little brimstone from the heavens to add another layer of mystery to an already famous Northwoods haunted house? I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.